This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Obama sat down for an interview with the Associated Press a couple of days ago. There was talk of the shutdown and the debt limit in foreign affairs and whether or not the Washington Redskins ought to change their name. Perhaps one of the last things you might be expecting the president to be asked about at the moment is the NFL, but weigh in he did, in part because Native American groups and others have been after the team to rebrand for a while now. Marketplace's David Weinberg has that story.
Ever since high school, Mike Lewis has been thinking about the issue of Native American mascots.
My hometown is a place outside of Chicago called Naperville, where one of the high schools was the Redskins. They changed it to the Red Hawks. Then I went to the University of Illinois, and, you know, we know how that story's turned out with, you know, after years and years of pressure.
U of I retired its Native American mascot, Chief Alinawek, in 2007. Today, Lewis teaches business at Emory, where he co-authored a paper on the economics of Native American mascots.
Well, the key thing was we didn't find any real effect of going away from the Indian mascot.
Lewis's paper looked only at data from college sports. Alan Adamson is a branding expert with Landor, and he says that the short-term costs of rebranding an NFL team are not insignificant.
And they can range, depending on how fast you need to do it, from, you know, $5 million to $15 million, believe it or not.
Those costs include hiring a creative team to come up with a new logo and then slapping that logo on everything from uniforms to stationery. But Adamson says those costs would be offset by the fans who rush out to buy the old gear, now a collector's item, and by fans buying the new stuff. Kenneth Shropshire is a lawyer who specializes in sports business. He says the Redskins would have to share all that new revenue with the rest of the league.
The NFL has worked hard, probably harder than most leagues, at trying to keep those types of items centralized in terms of where the value goes.
But chances are there won't be a new logo anytime soon. The team's owner, Daniel Snyder, has vowed never to change the name. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.